Today's mitzvah is mitzvah Shin Tzadi Zayin 397. As we start Parshas Chukas, Chukas has only three mitzvos in it, but they are big ones. The mitzvah of Parah Aduma is the first one. That's today's. The next mitzvah will be part of the process of Parah Aduma. We'll talk about why that's counted separately, Bezal Hashem, and then we'll get into the mitzvah of Tumas Meis. Actually, Tumas Meis comes before the Meinida, but today the mitzvah is Parah Aduma. It says the Torah in Parshas Chukas, Vayitaber Hashem El Moshe Ve'el Aron Le'mar, Zos Chukas HaTorah, Asher Tziva Hashem Le'mar. This is the Chok of the Torah. Much is discussed. What is this? This is the Chok of the Parah. What do you mean the Chok of the Torah? This mitzvah is a model for all chukim. This is the symbol of all chukim. Daber al bnei Yisrael and tell them to take Parah Aduma Tamima, take a whole tamim. We'll talk about what that means. Red heifer, red cow, v'chulu, and we'll get into all of the details. As we know, the avoda of the Parah Aduma, we burn the Parah Aduma on Harazesim, and we use the ashes mixed in with special water, with Mayim Chayim, to sprinkle on a Tamei Mace. That is the Mitzvah of Parah Aduma, the symbol of a Chok. Rav Mordechai Eliyahu, in his commentary in the Divrei Mordechai, writes, that's the connection between the Korach and Chukas. Why is this specifically here? We'll get to another suggestion a little bit later on, but why is this here? Says Rav Mordechai Eliyahu, Korach was all about common sense. Korach was all about, hey, if it's a room full of Torahs, you don't need a mezuzah. Right? If it's all blue, it's all Tchelas Beged, you don't need to put Tchelas on. It's all about common sense. It's all about logic. Comes along the Torah in Parshas Chukas and says, no, Korach is not just about logic. There's a lot beyond what you think. And Zos Chukas HaTorah, that's the message, the antidote. Right? Korach Yatsa B'derech Filosofit Negen Moshe V'Aaron. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, it's not about that. We have Naseh V'Nishma. We are Naseh first and foremost. Nishma, then we could study and try to learn everything that we can from the mitzvahs, but first comes the Naaseh. So, says the Sefer HaChinuch, again, a very large mitzvah. We'll do what we can. Shenitz Tavu Yisrael Lisrof Para Aduma. We are commanded to burn Para Aduma Lihios Afaram Muchan Lemishi Yitztarech Eleha. The Avoda Para Aduma, what does it accomplish? It's kind of a Hechsher. It's kind of a Hechsher. It gets ashes ready for those that will need it. Umetara mi tumas meis, and then we'll be able to purify them from tumas meis. Shneemar, daber al bnei Yisrael, v'ichrei lecha for aduma v'chulu, v'ksiv lamata mizeh, v'aysel adas bnei Yisrael mishmeres, and it says later on that this will be a mishmeres. So this is the mitzvah of burning, doing the avoda, and burning the parah aduma, creating the ashes in order to have it ready. Again, keep in mind, this is the only avoda that's ever commanded, actually one of the two avodos that's ever commanded to be done outside the Beis HaMikdash. We have the Seir LaZazel, which is its own unique type of avoda, which we discussed back in Achraimos, and this mitzvah. These are the two that one has to really analyze. How much is this a carbon? You're not sacrificing it anywhere, you're just burning it. You shecht it and you burn it. Just like the Seir LaZazel is not sacrificed anywhere. But each of these are unique in what they are trying to accomplish. One Ha'ara, and that is the Rambam puts Hilchas Parah Aduma in Sefer Tahara, not in Sefer Karbanos. Maybe tipping us off, the Rambam thinks it belongs there more. It's not a Karban. It's not a Karban in the true sense of the word. Right, the Rambam has to put Lazazel, there's no separate halachas of Seir Lazazel, that has to be part of Avodas Yom HaKippurim, which is in Avoda. But when it comes to Parah Aduma, he puts that in Sefer Tahara, not in Sefer Karbanos. Interesting, maybe telling us what exactly he thinks about it. So, says the Chinuch, Apple Bishamlani Libi Lichtover Mazib Bidame Mitzvahs, Shekhan Walzad Abshat, even though in the first 396 mitzvahs, I've always written reasons behind what is the issue of the mitzvah, what's the message, Im Hahisnatzlus Shamalacha Lachanechba, with the excuse, with the explanation that I'm trying to be Machanech, my child, and his friends, Vana'arim Chaver Yishmarim Kel, Bimitzvah Zu Rafu Yadai. Right, but this mitzvah, I throw out my hands. I have nothing to say. Parah Aduma, what's the message of Parah Aduma? I have nothing to say, says the Chinuch, because this is the mitzvah that is known, that even Shlomo HaMelech, the Medrash tells us, try to understand, Shlomo HaMelech, Hisig Ladas, Bribi Chachmaso, Kol Tamei HaTorah, he couldn't get this one. Amarti Echkema V'Yirichoka Mimeni, as it says in Koheles. He couldn't understand this one. Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Medrash says, told Moshe Rabbeinu, but that's it. Ani Megala Ta Parah Aduma V'lo La'achirim. So this is it. So the Chinuch says, who am I to try to explain this? What exactly is so difficult? Which detail of Parah Aduma is the Chok? Zos, the Parah Aduma is known as the Chok, so that is an interesting discussion. What is the Chok part of Parah Aduma? Top of the next page. Aval Iker HaPela, Lefi Masha Shamati Hu Al Hayosa Mitares HaTameyim U'metama Ha'oskim B'Sreifasa. The Iker Pela, this is what most Rishonim say, that those who are involved in burning the Para Aduma, they become Tamei through the process, even though you are creating ashes which will be Metaher from the most serious of Tumas, and that of Tumas Meis. So how does that make sense? Those who are involved in the preparation are going to become Tamei, but it's being used to be Metaher. So that's the chok. Even though the other chatos that are burned, yes, you have the other karbanos that they bring tuma during the process, but no other one has the ashes that are produced used to be matahir. So it's not that just the mitame element, it's the mitame with the mitahir as the contrast. That's the chok. The gamken continues the chinuch. Hatema gadol babi yosa nasas michus lamachaneh. Shaloka derech shara karmanos. Also, what's unique is that the entire avot of the paraduma, not the shechita, nothing, is done in the Beis HaMikdash, the special ramp that is built from Har Habayis to Har HaZesim to go there with the paraduma. So that's the only carbon of its kind that again separate from Sir Lazazel, that it is done outside the Beis HaMikdash. V'aldavar zeh monin u'umos es Yisrael aleha, and about this detail and this mitzvah, the u'umos ha'olam wonder, ki yachshavu shi nizbechas l'seir ma'pnei asada k'min hagam heim. Hey, it seems like that the Jews are worshipping some other god. They're giving it to the gods out in the field. I thought that Beis HaMikdash is it. They can't go out. So they taunt us about this. But as we know, there are explanations, even if we can't explain. And he says, he throws up a suggestion. He says, we know many times certain medicines have opposite effects. Opposite effects. Somebody who is healthy, a medicine can make you sick. Somebody who is sick, medicine can make you healthy. So maybe one could look at it in that sense, about how it can be mitaher and mitame. Somebody who is spiritually sick, he is tame. So this medicine of the Ashes of Paraduma can be mitaher, but the healthy people who are being osig in it are become tame. So he says, even in the medical world we have it, this isn't a full explanation, but he has that suggestion. Good, this is some of the hashkafa behind the mitzvah. Again, there's a lot to talk about. Just to mention two other points. Rav Soloveitchik has a beautiful piece in the second volume of Reflections of the Rav, where he discusses why is Para Aduma specifically here in the Torah? Why is it in Chukas? What's it doing here? We're in the middle of the stories of Korach and all the stories that happened in the Midbar. So says the Rav, unbelievably, what happened in the previous parasha Korach? Right? The whole rebellion of Korach. What was that? That was in the early years of the Midbar. That was right away. That was in year two. Year two. The Mishkan was built in year two. That's where Korach and the rebellion took place. What happened? And then comes the parsha of Tumas Meis and Paraduma. And then what do we have right after that? Right after that, we have Moshe gather up the nation and get water for them. And v'chulu v'chulu, Miriam dies. We're already going fighting Edom. We're already fighting year 40. What happened? Says the Rav, these are called the blackout years. Without noticing, from Korach to Chukas, there were 38 years where we know nothing about what happened. No stories are told in Torah Shebichtav about what happened in these 38 years. Says Rav Soloveitchik, well, I know one thing that was occurring during these 38 years. Every year on Tisha B'Av, people were dying. Right? All the men between 20 and 60 weren't allowed in. So every year they were dying. This is what they were dealing with. They were dealing with a lot of Misa. Says Rav Soloveitchik, that's why this is right here. Because it's to give us the message about how to deal with death. How do we deal with death, Para Aduma? What does that mean? He says beautifully, this is the only Tahara. The Tahara of Tumas Meis is the only Tahara where a person cannot do it himself. All other Taharas, a person does it themselves. Whether they have to count a certain number of clean days, whatever it is, then they jump into the mikvah and they become tar by waiting a certain number of days. What happens here by Tumas Meis? I need somebody to sprinkle on me. What's the message? It's a submission that I'm not in charge. It's a submission that I need somebody. I'm the object in life, not the subject. That's the message. It's the message of death itself. That's the recognition that I need Tahara on me. I cannot do it. I cannot do it myself. And that's why it's specifically here in this context. There's not just Tevila, but there is Hazza'ah. Right? That's the message that is needed. There is no human initiative here. It is what the Rav calls human surrender. Right? And that's why Zos Chukas HaTorah, the Chok, is really death itself, which the humankind has to deal with. This is how Judaism deals with it. He doesn't quote it there, but in another sefer, I remember he quoted that Reb Chaim, when Reb Chaim got older, and he was nervous about death, and he was always overcome by fear, he took out a Maseches Ahalas. He started learning about Tumas Ohel, and all the other details involved, and that calmed him down. Because he put everything in a halachic context, and he realized that Kadosh Baruch Hu has a plan for all of us. That's number one. Number two is a beautiful thought I just thought in the Lekach Tov, where he quotes, if you want to look it up, it's in the Lekach Tov on page Kuf Tzadik Zayin. He quotes that, we know the Medrash tells us that Parah Aduma is a kapara keneged Chetei Egel. Paraduma, right, the mother should come and clean up the dirt and the filth that the child left. That's the para and the egel. But if you think about it a little deeper, he suggests that what happens by an egel? By the egel, they took inanimate items. They took gold. And they created something animate. They created an animal. They created an egel. What do we do by paraduma? Just the opposite. We take an egel. We take a para. We take a cow. We take something animate and we create ashes. And we create something inanimate. It's the exact opposite. And yet, on the surface, one might look at the egel and look at, and say, that's creation, that's binyan. And one might look at paraduma and say, that's hashchasa, that's destruction. But we have different eyeglasses in Yahadus, and we think it's just the opposite. The egel was destruction. The egel was hashchasa. Paraduma is binyan. Paraduma is creating something to give somebody their tara back, to give somebody their closest HaKadosh Baruch Hu back. That's a lekach tov to take home. Paraduma and egel are opposite of each other. Inanimate to animate, and binyan and stira. What is what? We have to make sure that we realize exactly what the process is that's taking place. Good, now we continue to try to get in as many of the halachas of paraduma as we can. We know the entire Maseches Parah discusses paraduma, very exciting parak, and Masechta says the Mishnah, Shemitzvah paraduma shetia bas arba shanim bas shalosh, 3 or 4 year old para. One is not allowed to use an egla. Can't use a calf. You have to dafki use a para. You have to use a para. The Minchas Chinuch discusses in those bays that lechadchila one has to buy it when it's already a para. One can't buy it when it's an egla. The Ravid argues, the Ravid says, no, you only are not allowed to be makdish it. Maybe you could buy it when it's still an egla and just makdish it when it is a para. But either way, you only could use it when it is older. The Mishnah says, genek shir, even a very old one is kasher. We generally don't wait till it gets very old because we're nervous that it's going to develop a psul. As we're going to see, even two black hairs together anywhere on the cow. A cow is a very large animal. Right, it has to have, all of its hairs have to be black. Any other color, if it's black, it's just two hairs. That possels. Possession of Rabba Tamima. What does it mean, Tamim? Klomar, Tamimus shall admimus. Totally red. Sheshtei Cyrus, Shechoros, Olivanus, Postlesbo. Two black hairs, two white hairs, apostles. Afilo Ainanasa, even a short, it could be a midget cow. It doesn't matter as long as it is totally red. What if you have a couple of hairs that are black, but the roots, the bottom of the hairs are red? That's okay. Just cut them. Cut them so the bottom is the only part that is still there, and that is okay because we paskin hakol holich achar haikar. Everything goes by the bottom part of the hair. Continuing, says the chinuch, the ha'avoda poselas ba, avoda, any type of work on this animal posels. Meaning, even though the Minchas Chinuch elaborates on this in Oshei and Osvav, even though we have general rules and regulations for karbanos, then that is mumin. Mumin posel for karbanos. Those mumin also posel for para aduma, right? Even though we mentioned para aduma, it is a carbon, it's not a carbon, but all those mumin posel, if a para aduma has a broken leg, it's posel, right? But let's say it's tamim, but not only that, para aduma has an added dimension that it cannot have any work done with it. If I put a saddle on the animal and even drove around with it, it doesn't matter. Any type of avoda, any type of ol that is on it before or after hakdasha, that posels. And the Mishnayos in Parah talk about all the different details. What about if another animal jumps on the paraduma? So does that posel it? Because it's a little, you got to be so careful because any little type of avoda would be a problem. But that's the halacha. Shneimar shalo aleha aleha ol v'chol avodos hein ka'ol. Every avoda is an ol, is a burden. L'fichach. That's why Chazal say afilu nasan talis ole. Even if I put my jacket on the paraduma, I just have to tie my shoe. If I put my jacket on top of the paraduma, I just blew it. I blew the paraduma, even though, as we'll see, there were only 9 paradumas in the history of the world. And the 10th one's going to come by Mashiach with only 9. If I put my jacket on it, boom, I blew it. Maybe there were more, and they were ruined. But that is what we know. It needs, the only thing that I'm allowed to put on it is if it needs a certain level of guarding. A basic level of guarding, I'm allowed to guard it as much as is needed. I could put a leash on it, I could do whatever I want just to guard it. But if I do anything extra, more than what is needed, avalam lo haisa tzricha shmira psula, that passels. Shekol shmira she'ina tzricha masui hu. That is all a masui. Good, we continue. How do you buy a paraduma? What do you mean buy a paraduma? The most famous story in Shas about buying a paraduma is, of course, Dama ben Nesina, the non-Jew who would not wake up his father in order to get the key, in order to give the gold stone to, the special stone to the Kohanim for the Choshen, and because he was so careful about that, so Hashem was mezakeh him and gave him the schar of having a paraduma, which Chazal and the Rabbanan of the time went and bought for a fair value later on. So there's a lot discussed. What does paraduma have to do with kibud av ha'em, the most logical mitzvah, the most illogical mitzvah? It's discussed. Now, what exactly, why was that the schar? So again, the different messages given, but that is not for now. But that's it. You buy the paraduma. What do you buy it with? You buy it with public funds of the Beis HaMikdash. V'aisa nilkachas mima'us trumas halishka. It's bought from public funds. Uparsha nolad bapsul, podenosav yosa l'chulin. And if he gets a psul, so then that's it. You have to get rid of it. You redeem it, and it becomes chulin. U'mash amar binyin zeh, shasoref otashu tamei, hu amasayeh besreifa. So who is tamei? As we referred to earlier, anyone who takes part in the burning. Kagona mahapech labasar, anybody who turns over the meat as it's burning. V'amash l'chetzim, if you throw any wood in. If I throw wood into the fire, I become tamei. I stoke the coals. Anyway, in helping the fire, I become tamei. Aval, hametas is all a kivshan, but if it's not burning yet, if I just light the fire before it goes on it, or I set up the wood, or I'm involved after it becomes ashes, so then I don't become tamei. That is the din. Umalas Gadolos, then it continues that we have many, many high stringencies. Paraduma, we have the highest level of stringency out of anything, even more than other karbanos. We know in Halacha, there's Chulin, there's Maaser Sheni, there's Truma, there's Kachim, and then there's Paraduma. That's the highest level of standards. And that is why, just like the Gemara says, the Mishnah says in Yuma that we separate the Kohen Gadol for a week before Yom Kippur, just to make sure he stays in a state of Tara. So too, we separate the Kohen who's going to be involved in the Avoda of the Paraduma, who's going to do the sprinkling. We separate him for 7 days. Kodem Shreva Zapara. HaKohen, Asari Fosami Beso, Meishto, Kamosha, Afrisha Kohen Gadol. The one who's going to be involved in the burning, we separate, because we need him to be Tar. Uvachal Yom Vayom, Yimei Afrisha. And every day of the separating, we sprinkle him from the previous ashes of the Paraduma. Why? Because maybe there's an off chance that he's Tamei Meis. And you could only get sprinkled on from somebody who is tahar. So just in case, to be safe, we sprinkle on this person from the ashes of the previous para'aduma. Ve'maza alav ela adam shol nitba meis ha'olam. And we only use a person who was never tamei meis. How do you have somebody who was never tamei meis? So the Mishnayos and Parah describe that you had a certain courtyard in Yerushalayim that they hollowed out underneath to make sure there's no graves there. And they went down to bedrock to make sure that there's no graves there. And they brought women who were who were Ashes Kohens, and they gave birth in this area, and they brought up their kids, and the kids never left that area in their entire life. So you're sure they never became Tamei Meis. And these were the children that they used. And then they put them on donkeys with big boards, and they traveled down to the water in order to fill up the water to draw the water that they used to mix the ashes in. So they have a whole process. It's unbelievable how high the standard was for the paraduma. But again, that was the halacha that they used. And he goes through all the other different details, how you burn it, where you burn it, how you're makadish. So this is all discussed in Meseches Para. Continuing now in the chinuch on the next page, v'noheges be'eretz Yisrael b'zman habayis. This, of course, is not knowing today. It's knowing in Eretz Yisrael when we have a Beis HaMikdash, v'hi mina mitzvah sh'amarna b'rosh ha'sefer. This is one of the mitzvahs that is incumbent upon the tzibur as a whole. V'amar Rabbeinu Zecharno Levracha. And we learned in Meseches Para, there have been 9 paradumas in history. Mishin istava mitzvah zu'a shachar v'bayis ha'shniya. First one, Moshe Rabbeinu. One paraduma lasted from Moshe Rabbeinu all the way until the second Beis HaMikdash. There was only one paraduma that Moshe did all the way. The second one Ezra did, 2 through 9 were Bayis Sheni. You know, a lot of paradumas then. And then, that's it. The 10th one, Ya'aseh HaMelech HaMashiach, She'yigala B'mehar V'yameinu. That will be revealed. So you see those extra three words. This is a quote for the Rambam. The Rambam writes also, Meheru Yigala. Lubavitcher Rebbe is Medayik. The Rambam writes this in Mishnah Torah. The Rambam uses every single word under a fine-tooth comb. The Rambam says, in the 10th one, Melech HaMashiach will do Meheru Yigala. Why did the Rambam add those two words? Says the Lubavitcher Rebbe, because it's part of a Jew's belief, and it has to be part of his personality, that the second that he mentions or he thinks about Mashiach, he says, and it should come. It should happen. See, peace of Yeshua, it's one of the questions that were asked after 120. The Gemara tells us in Shabbos Lamed Aleph. So how many of us are focusing? So at least when we mention Paraduma, and we mention the 10th one will be Bizman HaMashiach, you have to say part of the religious personality, Meheru Yigala, and that's why the Rambam sticks that in, even in Mishnah Torah. Umepresh inyan zeh shel paraduma hu davar gadol ba'umaseinu, shayisem et teheres bidei tuma chamura, and because this is such an amazing tenet in our faith, vizu lasa, yefshel l'tamei meis lasos pesach, and without this mitzvah paraduma, a person cannot contribute and be part of a carbon pesach, which is the major national carbon. To remember this, Nagel Kol Yisrael, we read once a year, Parshas Parah. When is Parshas Parah? The Shabbos before Parshas Achodesh, which is the Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Ula olam emafsikim, Parshas Parah, Parshas Achodesh, and there is never a break between Parah and Chodesh, right? Shkalim is before Adar, Zachar is before Purim, Parah is before Chodesh, whenever that is. And then Chodesh is before Nisan. So again, there's never a break between Parah and Chodesh. That is the din. There is a machlokas rishonim, whether this is a daraisa or a drabanan. It's not 100% clear in the chinuch. It doesn't sound like it's daraisa. He just says, Nagel Kol Yisrael. There is a day in Tosfos that says Parshas Parah is daraisa, like Parshas Zachar. The Shulchan Aruch quotes both opinions. We generally assume, like the Rov rishonim, that say only Zachar is daraisa, but Parah is drabanan. Where do we see to remember Parah? Just as a zecher to this, there is a Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky in the Emes LeYaakov and Parshas Akev, where Rabbi Yaakov says that one of the Sheis Achiras we say is, remember how we angered God. Where did we anger God? So the next pasuk in Parshas Akev talks about the Egel. So most of the Farshim assume it has to do with the Egel, but Rabbi Yaakov assumes it doesn't do with the Egel, because that's a separate pasuk in Parshas Akev. So he assumes that pasuk, Eitz Asher Ksavta, Hashem Elokecha Bamidbar, is referring to when we angered HaKadosh Baruch Hu by Maisa Mara, and Maisa Mara, we go through again a whole arichos here, which we're not going to go into now. Maisa Mara, Moshe took bitter water, bitter tree, put it all together. He acted in an illogical way, meaning above logic. So Paraduma was to, and that's why we got Paraduma there in Mara, because it was instilling to us that our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is beyond logic. It's a chok. And that's Paraduma reminds us of what happened in Maras. So either way, that's Rabbi Yaakov's suggestion, where, how do you know that Tosfos that holds us to Araisa, what the Makar is. But Parshas is that it's a Mitzvah Derabanan, all of the Dala Parshas besides Parshas Zachar, and the Chinuch quotes it right here, that this Minhag has been going on for at least 700 years since the time of the Chinuch. Okay, we'll stop here. But next time we'll continue with Tumas Meis, which is what goes along with Paraduma, which was discussed at length in Parshas Emor, which we'll have to review. Okay, we will stop here.